Noble Dairy Queen's new summer blizzard menu is back, and it is stacked. Dive right into the summer celebration with their new peanut butter cookie dough party blizzard. You can sink your red spoon into their world-famous DQ soft serve, filled with delicious chunks of chocolate chip cookie dough, swirls of creamy peanut butter topping, and peanut brittle crunch with sprinkles. If the peanut buttery flavor isn't your jam, their fresh take on cobbler a la mode certainly will. Say hello to the Picnic Peach Cobbler Blizzard. You can also let your taste buds crumble with the Ultimate Cookie Blizzard that features Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter pieces. Dairy Queen knows everyone loves a good comeback, and fan favorite Blizzard flavors Frosted Animal Cookie, Brownie Batter, and Cotton Candy have made their triumphant return. Summer Blizzard flavors are now available at your Noble Dairy Queen stores with locations in Kankakee, Bourbonnais, Moments, and Manteno. Happy tastes good.
People tend to stick to you after time. Places tend to do the same as we do. This river carries on and on.
Hello and welcome to Kankakee Podcast, where we talk about the people and places of Kankakee County. I'm Jake Lamore, and if you happen to be watching the video version of this episode right now, you see that it's a packed house right now, because this is a very special episode. This is a bonus episode that is dropping before a very important event in Kankakee. It's the first annual Unity International Festival. It's happening Saturday, May 4th, 2024, 9 to 4 p.m. at Genesis Community Ministries. And that's on East Maple Street in Kankakee. And we have several guests right now in the room to tell us all about it. Actually half of the people here are returning guests, which is very exciting. Right next to me is Kent Wade.
It's so awesome to be back. So awesome to be back. I'm very excited.
Number three.
This is three.
Yeah.
This is three. That's the charm.
So we got Kent Wade, and then to my left is Dr. Porter.
Good to be here. Thank you for inviting me again.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Good to have you here. And then coming on for the first time is Margaret. Margaret, what's your last name?
Cooper.
Cooper.
Yes. Okay.
Well, great to have you here, Margaret.
And good then to be here.
Pastor Dave Robinson.
Robinson, yeah. This is my first time.
Yeah, your first time
I
as
hope
well
to be back soon.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too. So how do we, where does the conversation start with the Unity International Festival? I don't know. Who wants to kick this off?
I think I would kind of kick it off with something historical. We acquired the property in 2016, and it's the old Bussy and Rick Flower Shop. It's about 5 acres, and the concept originally was that we would create a village on this property and have every conceivable thing that a village has to do community service. So that is where we began. And, well, we have a pantry running there also, to feed the community. And originally we had a drive-through prayer booth from the old church that we brought across to that church. So the drive-through prayer booth and the pantry. So we decided that to kick it off, that we're going to try and do this festival, first time festival. The reason why it's in May, it's because the rest of the year is filled.
Absolutely.
And we're praying for good weather, and it appears that Margaret's been talking to the weatherman, and it looks like we are going to have a good day on May 4th. So that's a little of the background to this particular event at Genesis Community. It's 2100 East Maple Street in Kankakee.
And Dr. Porter, I know you have a lot to do with this event as well, because you tried orchestrating something like this before, right?
I did. Some time ago, we started doing an international a gathering, and it didn't quite succeed. But we were, when we started this event, it was over a year ago. It was actually last year, about midsummer. Mm-hmm. And we were really struggling with a time, because every weekend there was something. Being international, we needed to be free from other culture and other organization. And there were just so many other culture having events on the weekend. So we decided at the end of the summer, the fall was too cool for outside. We decided, let's try it next year. So as soon as the first of the year came, we got on it again. And at this time, we were still having some of the same struggle. So I suggested, along with Miss Margaret, that we open the season up with the festival. And because I'm really into the May Day type festival, you know, all around the world, around the country, especially in the southern part of the states. And there are still people asking, what is a May Day conference, but a festival? I tell them it's just the opening of the summer season with activities and going outside, primarily welcoming spring.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to say, what is your part in the festival?
Well, I'm co-chairing the event with Dr. Porter, and so we've been really just kind of organizing things, organizing people, and just canvassing all the participation that we can, including trying to get the word out so that people will come and actually enjoy the activities. You know, our goal is to get people together. You know, we can't impact everything happening in the world, but we can certainly help shape the narrative here in our little community. And if we would just all come together, get to know each other, learn how to work together, understand our similarities and appreciate our differences, it's going to be a much, much healthier community for us all. And so that's really our goal here. We don't want to just coexist. We want to live in community with our neighbors and help each other. We don't have to be best friends, but we can respect each other and we can help watch out for each other. And it'll Absolutely. Be just a really nice place to be.
And one of the best ways to do that is to shake the fear.
Yes.
And that's where Kent comes in. So yes. You are the MC for the event.
I am the MC of the event, which I thank the committee for selecting me, as well as Miss Margaret reaching out to me. Miss Margaret is a huge piece component to my upbringing and success, just like Dr. Porter. Pastor Dave Robinson is a major figure in our community. So it's phenomenal to be an example of what happens when you have unity, to be able to serve in this capacity, because like they said, we live in a very, very diverse community that's growing. And instead of coexisting, it's about communing together, having fun together. And what better way, like Ms. Margaret said, to do it in May, kicking it off, celebrating everyone, even before Cinco de Mayo. We're coming in, we're coming in before that so that everyone can be embraced, and so that we can celebrate each other going into the best time of year where everyone's outside having fun. And so that we can come in that space of unity.
Yeah, well, they definitely chose the right person for the job, for the MC.
I'm so ready.
So how do we celebrate unity, or how are we celebrating unity for this international festival? What are the different things that are being brought to the table for this fest? What can people expect?
I just want to take one item and then the others can follow through. Dr. Pat Polk, who is a major community organizer, she's going to be crowning Miss Cinco de Mayo at our festival. And we are also incorporating some Hispanic dancers who are going to be there. So that is just one aspect of the unifying factor that this festival is going to promote.
Saturdays were made for creating, and Little Me's studio on South Main Street in Bourbonnais gets that, so that's why they have open studios Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's where your kids can drop in unannounced, practically.
No registration is needed. You can pay at the door, and this is for kids 1.5 years old to 12 years old. And what you do is you drop in, you pick a project, and you let the creativity begin. Now, some of those activities include pre-sketched canvas painting, slime making, who doesn't love making slime, friendship bracelets, tote bag design, preschool art stations, and more. This happens most Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Make sure you bring the kids 45 minutes before closing to make sure they have plenty of time to create. Little Me Studio at 441 South Main Street in Bourbonnais. Across from Olivet Nazarene University, if you have any questions or you want more information, you can always call or text 815-507-2051 or follow Little Me Studio on Facebook and Instagram at Little Me Studio.
That's awesome. I love it. Then I guess going from there, Margaret, what are some of the other things that are being brought to the event?
Sure. Now, in the morning, we're going to start off from 9 to 11 with a prayer breakfast. And at the prayer breakfast, we will have just a lot of interdenominational ministers from the surrounding area of different ethnic backgrounds, different religions that will be saying prayers, prayers for our youth, for our community, for the nation, and for the world. So that will kick off the morning with that kind of unity.
Go ahead, Dr. Porter.
Absolutely. I have been involved in a group called American Leadership Conference out of Chicago. It's an international organization, and every year they have similar events throughout the year. And that's kind of where the idea originated for me, because I've been to several in other states, in Washington, D.C., New York, and even to South Korea we went. And the speaker for our morning prayer breakfast texted me yesterday and thanked me and said, I'll see you soon. So he is from South Korea, and he's the chairman of our organization. So he's going to do a presentation, opening presentation. And then we have other people from that organization. I'm hoping they all are, not all, but many of them will come. Some are from China, some from different parts of the Middle East. And so I'm hoping that flavor will just kind of, you know, to see. And what's so unique about it for me, and we Zoom every Wednesday, is that we all bring something culturally different to the table. But when we get there, it's the same thing. It's the same thing, worshiping and praising and asking and being asking for blessing and being blessed, being a blessing to someone else. That's what the prayer breakfast does. We have it's been in operation for a long, long time. I've been a member, and we do a lot of other things in the community. They do something that's kind of unique, just a little bit off. About twice a year, they have a special prayer breakfast for the Chicago Police Department, and they bring in all the policemen that's not on duty, and they lay hands on them, you know, the police for the safety of the city. That always kind of, it's like really impressive and touching to see that happen. And so, but anyway, that's kind of how it originated with me. But to see all the different cultures come together to worship and praise God, and it might be in different tongues or different languages or different ways, but it's all amount to the same thing every time.
Yeah. I think you'll see that multicultural focus as much as possible throughout the day. We've tried, and again, we said first annual, we're planning on doing this again and just getting bigger and better each year.
Yeah.
But as we began, you know, we've attempted to reach out and get diversity in terms of the food that will be at the event, the entertainment that will be at the event, the vendors and the items that they're selling that will be at the event. And so, you know, look for diversity in everything that's really going on that day.
Yeah. I mean, to go over some of the, you know, to be more specific on entertainment, you've got the Chapman Trio. You've got Bass Reeves, Rock'em Shields, Jabs, who is doing a demo and lesson. They're like a kickboxing organization in Kankakee. Really cool. You got the Jake Jazz Trio. New Vision, MB Church, so many acts. And then as far as the food.
Man, that's my favorite part. Ms. Margaret took what I was going to chime in on. So many diverse flavors, as Mr. Dr. Porter said, so many different flavors, so many different ethnic styles. So it's like you can find what you're familiar with or you can find something new to try. Which is a huge part of what Kankakee is about and what we're going to continue to be about. And who doesn't love food?
Oh,
that
yeah.
That brings everybody together. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a common language, for sure.
It's a common love language, absolutely. You know, Guadalajara is going to be there. That's Mexican food. You've got Brother George's barbecue, Brenda Miles, hot dogs and snacks, Paradise Desserts, bean and fruit pies, Cue It Up Barbecue. Vesta is doing snow cones, I think.
Yes.
And then I don't know. I don't want to steal all the thunder. You know, I don't know if Dr. Porter or Margaret, if you want to talk about some of the other vendors are going to be there.
Yes. Dr. Porter will have a couple of different people. I'm not familiar with all of their names, but having a variety of African jewelry.
Yeah.
As well as T-shirts. We'll have a basket maker there, Catherine's Creative Creations. We will have Primerica Incorporated, the Kankakee branch represented, talking about insurance and financial planning.
I think I might know them.
We will have Sandra Lawrence there offering paparazzi jewelry. Vera Bird having African attire. Lenora's Specialty and Gifts, that'll have T-shirts, whatnots, and Mary Allen will have mugs, cups, and other giftware.
Very cool. Very cool. Aside from the vendors and people being able to buy things that are, a lot of them being handmade,
yes.
There's actually a bunch of different local organizations that are going to be there, too.
Yes, absolutely. There will be agencies there. Shielded Glory will be there to talk about their youth mentoring programs and other services. Dwayne Dean will be there to talk about several of their programs. The Kankakee Community Health Agency will be there, and they will also do free blood pressure screening and glucose screening on site. First Taste program of District 111, which is a preschool program, will be there, and they will do some screening of children and talk about their programs and services. Still I Rise, that had a successful event last weekend, a health fair. They will be there. The NavVets, Dr. Porter might talk a little bit more about that. They will be there. But the Circle of Hope Islam Nation will be represented in the Juneteenth Celebration Community Council. Now, Dr. Porter is actively involved with the Juneteenth Council and NavVets, so he might talk a little bit more about those.
Well, first, I'd like to talk about our visitor bureau. They are really excited about this, believe it or not. And we're going to I always kind of plan ahead. Even next year, they plan to be more involved than they are this year because it was kind of a last-minute request. But they're going to provide us with some carryouts, giveaways for the community. So they ordered. And she said they'll be ready next week. Over 300 bags of items to give away. And in the bag, it'll have all kind of community information, especially for people traveling or passing through the county. Our group called NAVET, that stands for the National Association for Black Veterans. We're going to be visible. And we had a couple of things to do. We're going to hopefully have a tent and give out information about veteran services, and especially for the high suicide rate among veteran We're going to have information on that, and they'll be selling a few items. And, of course, Juneteenth is really, really busy these days getting ready for the big celebration. We're going to give them a kickoff because they'll come. They've already, since I'm on both committee, and it's kind of hard to keep clean from each one, they already have stolen ideas from this one. They already, but it's coming up in June. But it is about sharing, you know, if it's going to serve and help somebody to make a better production, then, you know. So we are in the process of meeting every 2 weeks now. We used to meet once a month, and we meet every 2 weeks trying to get things together. And it, I don't want to say it like this, but it's just a little bit of competition. So they got to step up, step up a little bit. So that's exciting too, you know. That so at some point we might even marry up and be one big group, you know, in the future. Who knows? We're not guaranteed in the future that we're gonna have the same weather we're gonna have this coming next weekend because the season a little bit. Off the key, just a little bit.
Just a little, you know, bit.
But next year it might be even greater. You know?
Yes.
But I've known to have some early spring, early May days that are really kind of chilly. So we're excited about it because it's a kickoff. It's a startup of the season. And all of these, I wanted to say something. I learned that there are some immigrants that have made it to Kankakee. Mm-hmm. And these immigrants are from other countries. I can't say the name of a different country. And it really kind of surprised me that they are here with sponsors and whatever reason they are in Kank. And they're so excited to go to something like this. That impressed me that, you know.
They are.
And they feel welcome.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
That they can come to a festival.
Yes.
And see something and experience something that they are familiar with. Right.
Yes.
So that's the other reason we're doing this, that all of the community people can feel at home.
Yes, it's definitely a welcoming event.
Because as you say that, the community is shifting, and we see that. And we've got to meet the needs of those new individuals and old individuals in the Kankakee community right now. So Dr. Porter has really done a phenomenal job in getting that together. And kudos to Margaret at the same time. She's been working really, really hard at this event, trying to pull folks together, getting them out to committee meetings and just writing up everything and having everything focused and ready. So really appreciate what she has been doing.
Yeah, and that just reminds me that some people are so quick to judge events and how they think they're poorly executed and things like that. And I just want to throw out there, if you've never been a part of organizing a festival, it is one of the hardest things to do. So just keep that in mind. If you think it's easier than you think, it's not. So just put that in your head before you say anything about, and that's not about this festival, just any festival or any event. Major event, it takes so much work, and sometimes it takes more people to step up than people realize, and so just keep that in mind. And but what a great time to do this for the very first time with the migrant situation our country has been, facing. Oh, right. And this is a great way to welcome.
Bring people together.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Of the divisiveness, in our society. We got to kind of get people to come together, put aside your differences and your race and your culture and just embrace this event and life in general,
And the awesome part is that it's the first annual.
First annual.
So if you're getting the information later, you feel like, hey, where was this proper representation? There's the planning for next year is still in play. So it's not something that's exclusive.
Right.
It's inclusive. And it's about,
absolutely,
like what you said, equity. Everyone needs what they need. And it may look different for some versus others. So if you have a voice out there and you're like, hey, this is what I, and again, when you have to be there to see that. We could tell you what's on this roster, but you got to get to 21 East Maple on May 4th so that you can get this experience to feel all walks of life, all backgrounds coming together, no matter the belief, all denominations, like walks of life, food. This is where we begin, or should I say continue, because as you hear in the stories in this room, we're different backgrounds, we're different age groups, we're different makeups, but we've been doing it together for so long. It's now time for all of us to take that stake.
Pull together.
Especially with what's going on in the Middle East and having the Islamic community present there to share, you know, their piece of love and to hand out their holy books. We may be Christian, but we must embrace at the same time all individuals and allow them to express themselves peaceably.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, as Dr. Porter pointed out earlier, there's more common denominators than there is the other. Once we come together, we realize, oh, there's actually a lot of similarities between us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So just to remind you again, this is happening Saturday, May 4th. It's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. East Maple Street in Kankakee. Genesis Community Ministries right there. The very first annual Unity and International Festival. What else is there that people need to know? Oh, I know what I was going to ask. So, heaven forbid, okay, weather becomes a thing, becomes an issue. What
that's fixed.
Happens?
We've taken care of that.
But it's still going to happen as long as they're, you know, just want to point that out there that even if the weather is a little inclement, it goes on, right?
Yeah, we have some contingency plans for that. Yeah. You know, we have we'll be under the big tent, as Dr. Porter would say. And the fellowship hall. So we have a bit of contingency plan in case the weather becomes a little bit inclement.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to get that out there. Yeah. So, you know, make sure people still show up.
Yes. Yeah. Where one and two come together. The energy's going to be there.
But yeah, anything else anyone wants to add about the International Festival?
Yes, it won't be a success without community participation. There's nothing worse than throwing a party and nobody shows up, right? So we just ask everybody to just come. We are open to your feedback. Again, it is annual. We hope to get just bigger and better. We did get kind of a late start, so we didn't have really an opportunity to get sponsors this year. But we do have some donors, and we don't say no to donors. So if we're still other people interested in donating, and we're also asking people, if you don't donate, but you want to market your business at our event, feel free to donate a basket. We will have a raffle at the basket. You can have your business things in there as well as your cards to promote your business. And we will use that to help defray some of the expenses for the event as well. We're not interested in making a profit. We just want everybody to come together and enjoy themselves.
Wonderful. And I'd like to finally say, I have a good friend. He lives in Indiana. His wife is ill, and he's from Puerto Rico. And he came back to Indiana to bring her to the hospital. She's being treated in Indiana for her illness. And they're going to provide some Puerto Rican breakfast food for us. So that's where it's coming to taste.
Man. And you need to talk about the bean pie also, Dr. Porter.
Well, the famous bean pie. Bean pie is kind of a Chicago tradition. Chicago, Detroit, D.C., different places. And it was kind of started with the Muslim nation many years ago. And it kind of faded out a little bit, but we have a young man who is Michael Muhammad. He has opened up a bakery in the South Suburban, and he's hoping to do one in Kankakee area here. We're working on that now, but he's producing the bean pies, and he's gotten really scrabbling with it. He's got strawberry, blueberry, peach, apple, and caramel, and I had bean pies in my early days, but it was just bean pie. Now you got all kind of
What kind of beans?
Navy bean. Pinto bean.
Okay.
Pinto bean. I said navy. Pinto bean.
Okay.
And he also has squash pies, all different kind of squash pies. So he's just excited about how he's spreading out. And he's the gentleman I was telling we're going to talk to you about. He wants to open up a garden, start a garden in the area so he can raise his own. So, we're going to have samples. You don't have to buy. You can sample them, all the different kinds. That'll be on display.
Oh, looking forward to that.
Yeah.
There's one other element we're still working on. It might not come to fruition for this year, but we're going to have a nature trail where people can walk through the forested area of the property.
Beautiful.
And do a little bit of bird watching. And dependent upon the season, you might see a deer crossing your path.
Deer are out. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. I mean, you said 5 acres is back there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is a little wooded behind the church there, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Yes. You know what else we forgot to mention, and I don't want to. We will have children's activities. Have games and activities for children. So this is a family event.
Yes.
Please bring the children out. And some of the businesses have been generous to donate prizes for the children's games that we have. So there is something for everyone at this event.
And again, they said 5 acres. Let them run all that energy out.
No. We need to know where they are.
maybe next year we'll have a petting zoo out.
Petting zoo would be nice.
Yes.
But we're working on that. We might have some goats. We're still working on that. We were about to do horseback riding, but the committee voted it down. High risk event, they said.
Yeah, I mean, well, stepping in something you don't want to step in, right?
I love it.
So what are some of those kids' activities, now that you bring it up? Do you know offhand what they're going to be?
I think we're going to have a little train pulled by a tractor. And then the other games, where you throw the ball in the cans and maybe pick up the ducks and some of the typical carnival kind of children's games.
Cool. Awesome. Well, is there anything else that we need to get out there about the Unity International Festival?
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, you guys got me excited.
I have had at least one night free of not dreaming about it.
As you say, free, it's free. Just walk on in. It's free. No charge.
It is free.
And if you see a flyer, share it.
Yes. Please. Absolutely.
If you're out of town, Facebook, everything, just share it, please.
Tell someone. Absolutely. That's the best form of marketing, especially in a small town like ours. Word travels fast.
Yes.
And the goal is to send those positive vibrations, those positive affirmations. And events like this is exactly what the community has been asking for. Free events, things for the kids, entertainment. We have so many gyms in our own backyard. And Genesis Community Ministries is opening that up even further to kick off our summer. And Kankakee County is filled with activities in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
This is just another cornerstone piece to help incite that conversation of international, because we have a lot of international families in our community. And so it's time to embrace. So share that flyer, tell someone that and come on out. Come on out.
One of the things you may notice is that we don't have a lot of parking on the grounds.
Read my mind.
But there is parking on the streets, and due to the generosity of the school district, we do have permission for overflow parking in Edison School parking lot. And so we're working to try to provide some transportation for people who may be older or disabled that can't get from the parking lot to the grounds. But it's just a couple of block walking distance. And so we will have people out posted to help guide and direct people and help with that parking situation.
Okay, very good. And there is going to be a candlelight vigil service. Do you want to talk about that, Dr. Porter?
Well, we certainly can. That's why I brought it. It's the opening of our festival, which will start the following day at 9:00. This is just the committee people are coming together to ask for three things. We have on the 4th, this is the 3rd, we have fun, safety, and God's blessing. Those three things. And it'll start at 6 o'clock, and it lasts as long as we need. And I did hear we might have some refreshment at the end. Might have. But we're going to meet at 6 o'clock, and the committee and anybody else who would love to be there, and we just ask God for us, let us have fun on the next day, safety, and his blessing. And that's it.
Awesome.
So as you say, next day, it's the Friday.
Yes.
All right. What time May you said 3rd. You're starting again?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. And you're going until?
30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
All right.
Don't take long.
So all are invited to that prayer meeting.
And then I don't know if you want to put out like any contact information in case someone hears this before the festival and they're like, oh, I have something to offer or I have a question. Where's the best place that people can contact someone from the committee?
Well, you can call me, Sister Margaret. My number is 815-295-0585. So it's 295-0585. Don't know if Dr. Porter, you can shout your number out. Sister Margaret can give out her number.
On the flyer, we do have two numbers, but my number is one of the number, 815-573-1488. I do get a lot of calls, so if anybody decide to call and don't get through the first time, keep trying to call. and if you text me, you definitely get me because I read all my texts and try to respond to those. It's not easy, but I sure just try to get around to it.
And if you're just technologically oriented, we do have a email address, yeah. genesiscommunityministries@gmail.com. That's GENESIS, community, and then ministries with an S on the end, @gmail.com.
Okay.
Very wonderful. Good.
Well, we have Pastor Dave Robinson. We have Margaret Cooper. Thank you. Kent Wade and Dr. Leonard Porter, thank you all so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having us.
This is really exciting.
Yes.
Very
excited.
Looking forward to see you.
Yeah.
Everybody else in Kentucky.
Definitely. So Saturday, May 4th is the very first Unity International Festival, and we hope to see you there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That concludes this episode of Kankakee Podcast. I'm Jake Lamore. Thank you so much for listening. Please hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Kankakee Podcast. Shout out to Carrie O'Connell for supporting the show each month through Patreon. If you want your name announced on a future episode, sign up at patreon.com/Kankakee Podcast. Special thanks to our sponsors, Chicago Dough Company, Noble Dairy Queen Stores, Frank's Appliance Center and Sleep Source, Pig Osh Engineering, King Music, Little Me's Studio, Taco John's, D. Westfall Jewelers, and Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Adam Elroy. Kankakee Podcast is produced by the fine team at Pathfinder, a full-service marketing agency in downtown Kankakee. Learn more at yourpathfinder.io. Our theme song is by Lupe Carroll.